Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Amen. Give another big hand clap to the worship team. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Albert. It looks like today you sat there very confidently. Glory to God. Yeah, so we thank Albert for that. We thank Barbara. And Damba and everyone else, amen? Yes, God was, he was pleased. Eh? He's pleased with what is coming out of this place. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, we welcome you once again. If you're here for the first time, you're welcome. Amen. This is LAT. In Abati's words, that Kasumol LAT, that Kasumol thing, which gives him trouble. Amen. Glory be to God. Pastor Godson Sebuguzi, just raise your hand. Thank you for visiting us. Yeah, it's good to have you here. Glory be to God. Amen. I wasn't supposed to preach today. Amen. But this morning, or in the night, I don't know whether it was in the morning or late in the night, I had a dream when I saw someone somewhere with a group of people reading Matthew chapter 13, okay? And one of the key things in Matthew 13 is the parable of the sower. You know that, eh? And so in this dream, it was a faint dream, eh? You see, I saw someone reading that, eh? Okay? I was in bed at around 7, and the person who was supposed to preach called me, but my daughters were playing with the phone. Eh? So they brought the phone, like, "Daddy, someone is calling." I saw, like, you know. And then I was like, you know, the dream. Eh? Most probably, you know, someone is what? Chickening out. Glory to God. Then I was like, "Let me wait and see." Eh? But meanwhile, I began to read Matthew 13. Glory to God. And then later, I talked to the person, and yeah, it was that. Eh? They had gotten cold feet. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I don't know whether it was cold feet or God was like, "Let them chill," you know. Eh? Amen. However, thanks be to God, he had already told me what to talk about in a dream. Eh? Yeah. Amen. And so we're going to talk about the parable or the sower. It talks about the word of God and what it should do in our lives and how it can do that good in our lives if we want it to. Amen? Yeah, but the word of God is not only the written word, but also any word which the Lord gives you. Amen? Any word which the Lord what? Gives you. I'm emphasizing that. Any word which the Lord gives you. The vessel or the channel doesn't matter. Okay? He can use your friends, someone you're sitting next to. You know, it can be a dream, it can be a vision, it can be a prophecy. However, it should be the Lord. Amen? Yeah. Glory be to God. Many have words from the Lord. Glory be to God. And they're not from the Lord. But they have built all their lives on something which wasn't of the Lord. And the Lord is not obliged to what? To perform that word which you got over from where? And it wasn't him. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. So some words you have to what? You have to go and say, "Now, God, I thought this was you. Now, please, first, you know, let me know, you know." And the Lord will do that for you. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Personally, when I hear the voice of God, I am not so quick to attach the name of the Lord on it. For the time being, I just take it as my thoughts. Amen? Because we all hear stuff, Okay? Yeah, so I just, and that's why I say that sometimes the best way, of course not all time, but sometimes the best way to be led by God is just delight yourself in the Lord and do what you want to do. Don't go around telling people how God told you. You understand? Just do your things. Just do your things. I say, yeah, I felt it was the Lord, but I'm not sure. But I'm going to do it. It's not wrong. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen. Be very slow in attaching God, those things. Some of those things you should what? Anyway, there are things which are supposed to be grown into. Of course, if it's a dream, a vision, a prophecy like from Elvis, there you can say that, But if it's just your thoughts, be very slow on saying the Lord told me, Just say I want to do this. You don't have to tell people that the Lord told you. Okay? Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Otherwise, And then if you want someone, if you think the Lord has told you to tell someone something, okay? Again, tell them that I think it could be the Lord, but it might not be. But I feel like it's the Lord. Don't worry, Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, no one is going to kill you for not saying that the Lord has said. Do you understand? No one is going to kill you for giving them advice and you don't say the Lord has told you to do this. You understand? Just tell them, I think you should do this, but go and pray about it, Hallelujah. That is the safest place. Amen. To operate in. Glory be to God. Amen. It also comes with dream interpretation. From my experience, since I got into this dream thing, like 7 or 8 years ago, from my experience, it is sad, but very few people, really can interpret dreams. A very clear dream. Very clear like this. I was telling someone, I think it was Joseph, that I think people are better dream interpreters before they get saved. Or when they are still, not so deep in the word, Because they keep things simple. But when they get saved, when they get deep into the world, they know all these things. That's now where now trouble comes. I'm telling you, I can give you a dream. Someone can have a dream here. You come and share it, then we call a kid. Or a guy who's not born again. Where am I? What was that? And the guy who's born again, you say, hey, it means simple. The obvious, you throw it to someone who's born again, who has had all this, you understand? That's where the trouble comes. Because when you see a wife in a dream, a wife represents the body, the church, because the church is a bride of Christ. So God is telling the church, man, the dream was just talking about a wife, someone, the bride, because a wife, every time, now someone who's not born again doesn't know those things. A wife represents what? And they will get it. Glory be to God. We're supposed to be doing what? Matthew 13, the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So this dream thing now, so I advise you, if you're interpreting someone's dream, leave room. No one is going to crucify you for saying that, but I'm not sure. You understand? They're not going to kill you. Eh? In fact, if that dreamer kills you for not being, you know, well, you know, eh? They're the first persons who should kill themselves. Eh? Because they themselves haven't interpreted it. So why should they kill you for what? Not being certain. Eh? Hallelujah. This dream, people have been misled. People, you see, for me, that's why when someone comes and tells me, I had this dream, you know, and the Lord was telling me to do this. In fact, I shared it with so and so, that the Lord was telling me to do this. My first question always is, you tell me the dream. Don't tell me what your interpretation was. First, tell me the dream, balloon. I don't want to go with anyone else's interpretation. You know, eh? First, tell me. Now, many cases, someone tells you the dream now, and you realize that what they are saying God told them is not, God didn't say that. Hmm? But the interpreter added, yeah, the Lord, you know, the Lord is saying, amen? So be a little bit slow, not attaching the name of the Lord on these things, eh? Amen? Care about people, eh? Think about how someone is going to make a decision, eh? Based on your attaching the Lord, eh? Hmm? How people are going to go astray? How people are going to get messed up? Hallelujah. Amen? And now, the children of God, one of the major mistakes we make with this interpretation thing is we think, wrongly think, that every man or woman of God, they can interpret dreams. You understand? Now, let me help you today, and I hope you will believe me, that is not so. Just because someone knows the scriptures, they have read Rick Joyner, they have read Andrew Womack, they have read Testing the Path of the Age to Come, you understand, does not necessarily mean. I can tell you, there's a guy, he's a preacher, you know. I remember years ago, he got this dream about me, and it was a real dream, when I was over in a saloon, and then over what? So anyway, he came and shared with me the dream. And many, I've gone to that person, to. So he shared with me. So I asked him, so what do you think it means? Now, this, I'll never forget this shocker. This person told me that that for him, the way he interprets dreams, now I don't know where he got that one from. The way he interprets dreams is sometimes the way a word sounds. So he said, saloon sounds like sewing. Saloon, sewing. Now, it even doesn't sound like. You understand? And the person so was saying, so I think maybe there are the things you sowed, and what God is going to give you a harvest. You understand? You know, Now, these are people who are followers. You understand? And that was the person's interpretation. You're even laughing because it is ridiculous how saloon can all of a sudden go to sewing. You understand? But now this person has a title to his name. So I'm sure most interpretation it gives people, you know, I'm telling you this dream thing now, but I thank God, LAT, some people have finally taken my counsel to keep things simple. You understand? But some bad guy, people have jumped, man. They keep things simple for 2 months, then after, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Keep things simple. Maybe I should advise you that first approach a dream like you're not born again. Before you see Sandra is a missus, so the bride of Christ. I'm telling you, you know, glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, hallelujah. So I had this dream, so I'm here, amen? Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13. verse 3. From verse 3 to verse 9. Behold, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. Luke 8 says it was trodden down. You know, okay. And the birds came also and devoured them. Eh? Okay. You see, this parable is in Matthew 13, Mark 4, and Luke 8. Eh? So if you want to understand it well, eh, you read those three. Amen. So a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. And the birds of the air came and devoured them. Eh? You know, and it was also trodden down. Some fell on stony places or on rocky places where they did not have much earth. And they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no roots, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 30, and some 60. Then Jesus said in verse 9, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Glory be to God. Now, the interpretation, eh? See, we're dealing with Matthew 13. Eh? That's what I dreamt, amen. The interpretation begins from verse 18. Eh? Okay? Verse 18 in Matthew 13. Eh? And but also in Luke 8, verse 11, it makes it clear that the seed is the word of God. Eh? You know that. Eh? I'm not speaking any strange things. Unless there's someone who's not born again here, eh? Who beats most of us in dream interpretation. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, therefore, verse 18, Matthew 13, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. This is Jesus speaking, eh? When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Luke adds and says, lest they should believe and be saved. You know, the enemy snatches away, lest you should believe and be saved. Eh? Lest you should believe and attain the fulfillment of what that word was saying. Okay? Prophet Elvis gives you a word, then you don't understand it, you know, then the enemy comes and steals it, lest you should hold on to it, you know, eh? And you see the fulfillment of that word. Eh? Okay? So if you do, that person does not understand it, so the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. Okay? So that means that if you want to see the word of God working in your life, the word of God coming to pass in your life, amen, you should understand it. Eh? Amen? If you don't understand it, take time to gather and understand it. Are you listening to me? Amen? You know, this world is very interesting. Eh? On Thursday, I gave some young lady a prophetic word. Eh? So after I met her, as we left, I asked her, what did I tell you? Because I'd forgotten it. I didn't know what I told her. So she told me that I said that she should be patient. Prosperity is coming. But from the prophecies I gave that day, I don't remember that word, prosperity. You understand? I don't remember. I was like, what? You know? I was like, hey, did I say? Because I couldn't remember. What I saw, you know, then when I got home, I remembered what I told, this young lady. And I didn't say that. You know, maybe it implied that to her. You know, that's the other thing also. Something, you can tell something, but it implied, you know. And I think, in that sense, maybe, which was right, but I don't remember talking about how prosperity is coming. She should be paid. I don't. I didn't. Hallelujah. You know. So anyway, when you get the word, you know, go back and try to understand it. Eh? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God in this generation now you can record stuff. Eh? When like you're in Zoe and Elvis, you know, he gets you up, eh? You can record. Eh? Or they're recording, you can always get a recording. Eh? Amen. Hallelujah. Then you listen Burundi. Eh? You know, eh? Glory be to God. Then Jesus talked about another soil. He said, this is he who receives, yeah, so that is he who receives seed by the wayside, who didn't understand, and the enemy snatched it away. Verse 20, but he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Eh? This is where the majority of people are, the church. It's received with joy, man. Even me, Hallelujah. Yet he has no roots in himself, but endures only for a while. Eh? You know, endures only for what? A while. Luke says, for a while believe. So they believe, they endure for a while. But when tribulation or persecution, Luke says, or in time of temptation, you know, when those things arise, because of the word. Immediately, that person stumbles. Okay? But they began off with joy, man. Hallelujah. Even me, we are all there, man. Again, how did the word come? It doesn't matter. Could be someone gave you a prophecy, okay? A dream, a vision. You know, you are reading the word of God and something jumped out, and you knew the Lord was speaking to you, Okay? So with joy, Hallelujah. In fact, you start to show how much that word, how powerful it was, how accurate it was, how Prophet Elvis got it right. Because, you know, he talked about my cousin. Now, I had never told that thing to anyone. Man, he's a prophet. You understand, You know, joy, Hallelujah. You know? 24 plus 12. Then within 1.5 days, 36 hours, this person was, goes back to work, goes back home, goes back to wherever, and things are the same. Actually, this scripture says things now even get worse. Worse, meaning that you are better off not having received what? Because these trials and tribulations and persecutions, the Bible is clear, they are coming not because of you, but because of the word. Eh? You saw it. Eh? You know that. You didn't have to see it. You know it. You're deep, people. Movie money, a parable to the money. Andromach, have you listened to Andromach? You know, Hallelujah. Amen? And that's one of the problems. That's why you don't know how to interpret dreams. Because you're very deep. Amen? It's a good problem. Amen? So the trouble comes because of the word. Then from cloud 9. Ooh. Glory be to God. Now, God doesn't want you to be like, he doesn't want us. Hallelujah. For me, I think the advantage I have over most people concerning these things called what? The promises of God. I think the advantage I have over most people, why I don't get discouraged, you understand, is because I got born again like it's coming to 20 years. And all those 20 years, I think, in my opinion, I seriously worked with God. Pastor Godson can tell you. He was my pastor in KPC. Okay? And I got an experience of how to hold on to the word of the Lord. And I saw those words coming. Some words were fulfilled immediately. Others took a long time. Some others, God told me now, you leave that word alone. Its time has what? Has ceased, not because of you, but because it involved other parties who have decided to be disobedient. You know, then it is now that one, leave it alone. Now, let me show you what else I can do. You understand? So I know these things. I know that God is faithful. You know, the reason why people have been born again for 30 years, but they still, when it comes to the word of God, within 36 hours, even they even find it hard to believe God. You know, within 3 months, within a year, they are, you know, it's because, I think it's because in those 30 years they have been saved, they haven't really been serious. They haven't really gotten to know God, that God is faithful. Amen? Everything they have accomplished, everything they have done, it has been out of good planning, wisdom, you know. Don't think, be wise. You know, you have to be wise. Most of the time when people say wise, it is just unbelief, it is just fear, it is just playing it safe, you know, not wanting to move by faith because faith is risk, you know, Amen? So they have what? They are around, but just because they have what? They have never really decided to trust and walk with God, to see his faithfulness. Amen? So I think that's why I beat most people. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. The word trouble, persecution, temptation arise for the what? The word's sake. Then people shoo. Amen? And all they are left to what? To say that, man, that prophet, he's a great prophet. But for me, he told me things. But for me, but when he first told you, you are all what? Greatest prophet, you know, in the world, you know. The home of the greatest, you know. Then all of a sudden, hallelujah. Glory to God. So where are we? Okay. Have we done 22? No. 22. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches look at and the pleasures of this life choke the word and it becomes what? Unfruitful. Hallelujah. The cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the pleasures of this life. Hallelujah. I think what God wants you to get today, you know, movie money is what? To take his word seriously. You understand? And from this parable, learn how to what? How to not be the type where the seed falls on the wayside, you know, You know, or the one which falls on, you know, the stony, the rocky, you understand, Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm sorry if this thing, you know, sounds what? Confused or disorganized, I told you I wasn't supposed to preach, Last night I was watching Arsenal, Amen? Arsenal, you have to premiership. Arsenal now has begun. It's the usual Arsenal. Glory be to God. There's a guy here who is a serious Arsenal supporter. So I didn't know until one time I was like, no, you come with me and we watch football. Come. I forced him to. We got there. So the guy told me he last watched football about many years ago. Because of disappointment, the tribulations, tribulations. Now, God has told you, your team is Arsenal. Can you imagine? God has told you, your team is what? Now, tribulations came. Hallelujah. Anyway, so the guy, I think over 10 years ago, that's when you watched, So anyway, we go. We begin to watch this match. Go shocked. This guy has all the latest info about us. I told him, you man, you know. The guy said, okay, I don't watch, but I'm updated. I get to know what's happening. Who else? This man here. See, man, this guy is, man. The guy knows. He knows who. For me, I don't know those things. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyway, so I was watching soccer. So I wasn't thinking about what? Preaching today. Amen. Glory be to God. But God told me, Matthew 13. So you had better go and read it. If I don't seem like what? I haven't preached it well. You go and read it yourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. Okay? Who indeed bears fruit and produces fruit. Amen? Luke 8:15 talks about, it says that that person has a noble and good heart. Okay? A noble and good heart. They're the ones who received seed and it brought forth fruit. Glory be to God. And Luke also says that fruit came with what? With patience. Hallelujah. It came with what? With patience. Sometimes God can want you to wait for 10 years. 10 years. There's a lady who one time wanted to see Elvis, and I helped her to get to him. Some years ago, like 4 years ago, something like that. So Elvis gave her a word, you know, and she was like, the whole thing just, it's like, you know. Now, recently, a few months ago, like 2 months ago or three, Elvis got in the fellowship on Tuesday, got her, not in front, but within the crowd as he walks by, you know. Then he got her and apparently told her exactly the same thing he told her like 4 years ago. You know, that's when the lady go, now this word is serious. Because that time he didn't see, you know, now 4 years go by, nothing. Then 4 years later, and it's not like Elvis would remember what he told her 4 years. It's zero. You understand? He was just ministering prophetically. Met her, you know, like as he walks in the crowd, you know, and then he told her something, what he told her like either 4 or 3 years ago. Glory be to God. Now that means when God gave her that word through Elvis, like let's say 4 years ago, okay, God knew that this word, you know, it's going to take what? Years. Years. Not 36 hours. Years. And sometimes God is so good, he doesn't tell you the years, the time. Because he knows if I tell this person the time, they can't handle it. Glory be to God. So just give you the word. Believe me, I am God. I'm faithful. If you don't know that I'm faithful, get someone who is a friend to Pastor Moses. You know, let them give you his number. Call him. He will tell you that I'm faithful. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You know, he's like that guy. He's one of the few who know that I'm faithful. Other people, it's just scriptures. The Lord is faithful. Psalm 89, the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. God is faithful. You see, the Bible says God is faithful. Then you meet them just down there after the sun. Then you see my people talking unbelief. They just know the scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. So God will tell you, please, you know, Pastor Moses' number is still at large. He hasn't yet become famous. He hasn't begun to duck his number. So call him. He will tell you that I am faithful. Glory be to God. You guys, God is faithful. God is faithful. Hallelujah. For me, that's one of the things I know about God. There's some of you who know him as a loving God, especially chicks, babes, you know, girls, ladies. They know God, man, God's love, you know, he feels his love, you know, and that's true. But for him, I don't know him much like that, where you feel his warm embrace, you know. I feel it at times, but not so much, you understand? Others know him as about what, you know? Several things. But for me, one of the key things I know God as is the faithful God. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. Amen? Faithful God. When people come to me and they tell me, so God told me this, and tell me, in my head I'm like, but did he tell you how long it was going to take? You just put your own time limits to things. Glory be to God. You just put your time things to things, man. Hallelujah. Now that's one of the things I even learned over the years. If God hasn't given me time for something, I don't what? Hallelujah. I don't add time to it. Of course, I hope it will be soon, you understand? But I tell people, but I'm honest, God didn't tell me when. Hallelujah. There are things I've told God that, you know, I've had this promise over and over. Yes, be mind you're going to do this. Not one dream, not two, but many dreams. I'm like, but can't you tell me when, the time? And that answer never got what? That prayer never got answered. Amen? Never, Maybe he has answered it, but I didn't what? Hear. Like for you who are experts at hearing God. Hallelujah. Okay? God is faithful. But if unless he has told you that command. Amen? And the other thing about man, he can tell you man. You see now how things get tight. You can say Monday. But man. Which Monday? I'm telling you which Monday. You know, Right, so it was a man in the dream, it was a Monday, then you think it is tomorrow. But could you say Monday? He didn't say 21st. 2017. Glory be to God. Hey, I remember some time ago, was it last year? I gave someone these things, man, risking. These things called what? Prophesying. It's just a big risk. On Thursday, I prophesied to some guy. Who was it? It's Sam, it's okay. Juan's husband. So I prophesied to Sam. So I told him it was a Thursday. Of course, I missed it a bit, like you'll hear. So I told him that tomorrow, at around this time, wants to receive. Tomorrow at around this time. You remember we're in a prayer meeting, so it's like 7:30, you understand, or 8, so at around this time, okay? Yeah, you're going to receive a call, you know, unexpected call, and someone will be giving you what? Money. Tomorrow, Friday, at around this time. Now, so tomorrow, Friday, was, anyway, so this guy said that tomorrow I'm not even working. So excited, you see, And that's the girl was like, whew, sorted. The guy said, if I'm not working, I'm just going to be home chilling for the what? Now, so, you know, these things. So I'm like, now even me now, who man spoke things? Who told you? just kucham sama to tell them things which are not their mind. So I was like, you know. But I was like, the good thing, Sam is my friend. He knows I'm an honest guy, you understand? And anyone can miss it, you understand? Yeah, so, you know, he wants to take it. He says this guy is a coward, he's a false prophet, you know. So, yeah, and now that Friday was Sandra's wedding. Tomorrow, you know, Sandra's wedding. So now I go for the wedding, the reception, and they had been invited. Sam and what? And Joanne had been invited. They were going to be there. So I was like, man, now this guy is going to come, and now it was 7:01, the guy is going to come. Yeah? But the mere fact that he didn't call me, it means there's nothing. Yeah? Like to call me to testify. Yeah? Yeah. So anyway, at a certain point, they walked in. Yeah? They came. And man, I was like, as in there was nothing. Yeah? Nothing had happened. Yeah? False what? Prophets. Glory be to God. Now, I think it was like months later. I don't know why, 3 months later. On a Friday. Glory be to God. At around that time. A Friday at around that time. You see, the guy received a call. They had done work for somebody. That person had paid. So they didn't have anything to do with him again. He had paid. And the person just called and said, man, for that work you did for me, thank you so much. In fact, man, I have some dimes for you. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? So you see, anyway, but for me, I think I shouldn't have said tomorrow. Maybe I should have said Friday. You understand? There, you know? Amen? So again, I was a major prophet. However, I missed it a bit. You understand? I saw Friday, maybe in the spirit, I saw Friday. Then I thought it is tomorrow. It is the next day. And that's where, what? Amen? But Sam, when you go the dimes, he said, now for sure you are a prophet. Glory be to God. So anyway, Matthew 13, amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A noble and good heart bears fruit, Luke says, with patience. With what? Patience. Amen? Sometimes, anyway, yeah, with patience. Hallelujah. Amen? Only throw out the word when God has told you. You understand? I have experiences in the past where God was like, now, with that one, now, let's move on. You know? Because I cannot override someone else's will. This word was supposed to be fulfilled in collaboration with someone else. You understand? Many years ago, it's over 10 years ago, I had that experience. And it got me now to understand another bit about what? Yes, the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Then there are those which I have messed up myself. A few, like maybe one or two. Many years ago. In the recent past, in the recent, 6, 10 years, I don't remember having what? Messed up anything. But those which I held on to, what? Years, what? Finally, they came to pass. Glory be to God. Amen? But some involved tribulation. Man, where your things are not funny. You understand? Where things are not what? Funny. Amen? And then if you've told so many people about it, you even regret why you did. Because now the whole world is watching. Amen? He's watching. The guy told us, God told them, Katkatulabe, they are watching, man. Glory be to God. Amen? I remember many years ago, over 10 years ago, I had this dream. The dream was saying, it was so clear, so vivid. No. It wasn't a dream. It was just my desire, which I think was placed in my heart by God. Okay? A desire to go to California so that I can see Benny Hinn. I can meet Robert Sladon. I can see where Catherine Kuhlman was buried. I can see the angel Amy Semple McPherson built. You know, I can see where Maria Woodworth Eaton ministered in Oakland, California. Glory be to God. So I was like, I can. You're like, who are those? You know. Well, don't worry. You meet them in heaven. God's generals. So I was like, I yapped about, I'm going to California. I used to remember, I'm going one day California, you know. Then I got a job miraculously after medical school. I got a job with people who were from some university in California. Then I realized, now this thing is what? Just begun. So I worked for them. Then after like less than a year of working for them, some lady who was the administrator of that organization, one time she came to supervise me. I was in Chenjojo, working from there. And she told me, man, these guys are impressed with your work. So they are planning to give you a scholarship to go to University of California, Berkeley. You understand? Man, you just see now, you know, things. What? Going to California to see Benny, to meet Lyadon, to see where I can go. You know, you see a thing is coming to happen. Then, so I thought it's going to be that year. And man, the year came and what? Then I first kept quiet about it, you know, stop shouting. California, you know, Kind of caught my attention where, you know, Then some guy, a friend of mine, sometime were with him, then the guy said, Mose, enough is no, which are you going to back? You know, enough is no, you no longer tell us about, Come on, the guy, you know, it was a dagger man. So I had to what? Say, no, I'm going, I'll go, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Why was I telling that story? So, yes, you know, Amen. Then I think it was either the following year. You know, And now this one, now that when that child was coming out, this time a few months before, the opportunity came, I really had a dream. I really had a dream. Glory be to God. Amen? And then the thing came to pass. Hallelujah. Amen? But these things, don't put timelines to things God hasn't put what? Timelines to them. Hallelujah. Amen? Don't. Amen? Don't. Just say, God told me. And you don't have to tell anyone, first of all. You don't have to. Who says you have to tell anybody what God told you? Hallelujah. Amen? I remember, you have all read that book. Okay, you've had the stories of how my kids were born. I remember for the firstborn Eden, you know when the dreams came and what, you know, how you know God is saying you've done this for me, so I'm going to bless your kids. So these kids should be born like this, you know. So, man, it was tough. The whole thing. So then, so she gets born, like the word comes to pass. Okay. Then, 2 years later, another dream comes. Kind of the same for the second child, where God wants to do exactly the same thing for her or for that child who was coming. I remember when that one came, because of how the other one was tough, and again when people are watching, this guy has been telling God, and I remember it's tough. You're like, now the hindrances are coming. Now people are worried, that kind of thing. So I remember when that first dream came about the second born, I remember that night, It came like on a Tuesday morning. Then I think, so that day I went for fellowship on Tuesday. Okay. Then I remember Elvis was driving me back home. Eh? So when we were somewhere like stretcher, eh? I told him the dream. Eh? I told him that, but this one, I'm not telling anybody. Because I didn't want to go through that thing again. People, you know. Of course, I told some people, but few. Could now, I was like, okay, this now suffering, at least let it be alone. Hallelujah. And thank God I didn't. Because that one was tougher. I think the enemy was like, the other time you escaped me, this one, you are not. That thing was tough. Since then, now it is how many years? It's coming to 5 years. I've never had a tougher, experience where I like to bring the word of God to pass, like that one. But that thing almost failed to happen. A true word from the Lord, it was tough. Sam is the one who knows. Sam is the one who knows how tough that is. After it happened, Sam was saying that, man, I've never seen you that tired, like during that cast season. It was like a season of like 3 weeks. That thing was tough. There's some info I had which I couldn't even share with my wife. Because I know if I share this info with her about that, she could be like, let's just go and give birth in Mulago. Where the time she's supposed to fly, the day she has nowhere she's gonna stay. Do you understand? Meanwhile, I have all that info, because I'm the one who's trying to organize why she'll stand nowhere, Meanwhile, but God had said, that thing. Thank God for this break of, I don't know, like 5 years now he has given me. That thing was tough. Glory be to God. Amen? It's one of those things, if you didn't have prior knowledge that God is faithful, you just what? I think the dream was from my flesh, from my head. These dreams are times. But it's only you who hadn't yet what? Being exercised in holding on to the word of God. Trials, persecutions, they arise for the word's sake. Glory be to God. Amen. God is faithful. Never forget that. You understand? Never forget that. I pray for some of you who haven't yet known that God is faithful. I pray God gives you just one car. Like a prophecy, then it comes to pass on Wednesday. You understand? Then God is faithful. Then he gives you another one, then it happens after a month. You understand? Before now, he give you this one, we wish you what? Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? So the first ground didn't produce fruit. The seed that fell on the wayside. Why the person didn't understand it? Go back and understand what the Lord told you. Okay, and don't add your own things. That's the other thing. People add their things. I'm telling you, people add things to what God has said. Hallelujah. Okay? Don't add things. Just take what God told you. If you need clarification, go back to him. But don't add your things. Go back to him. Let him add clarification. Hallelujah. Amen? If God has never spoken to you, for you I don't know. Whatever. Amen? Begin reading your Bible. God speaks through the Bible. You understand? God speaks through what? The Bible. And for some of you, you should what? Interpret dreams by, first and foremost, keeping things what? It's coming up with weird things, abstract what? Hallelujah. Amen? So understand the word. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. In the old KJV, it says, study to present yourself approved to God. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That is one of the remedies for that first kind of ground. Those who didn't understand. Say, study. You can go and study your prophecy. You can study your prophecy, your word. Glory be to God. Amen? Yesterday, since Friday, Friday and Saturday, for a good amount of time, I kept listening to the prophecy or to the words Apostle Sirada said over me when he came here in Jan. In fact, I got the message. I told Mark that just cut for me that uka beat, which is so special to me. Amen. Because I was like, I need to hear these words and understand them. Hallelujah. Let me make you feel bad by what? By telling you what the guy did to, Hallelujah. Those of you who don't like Serada, you know your favor, Yes. He said, but whatever you have given me, Lord, give to this man. The clip is there on the site. Then you say, whether it is influence, whether it is grace, whether it is acceptance, and any other gift. Okay? Then he said, I release every gift on my life unto this man. You understand? But generally, the guy came here to hand over. That's what he came to do. Glory be to God. Now, how do you study that word? You study what Serada was in the body of Christ in this country. You understand? Before going and starting to get other things from this. You understand? You study. Now, there are things I know about him, things he held in the positions he held in the body of Christ in this country. And it's true. I used to have these dreams like, 5 years ago, while God was looking at this. I'm telling you, this guy, I'm sorry to call him a guy, but I honor him. Apostle Radai. I used to have dreams that he was the leader of this, of the body of Christ in this country. You understand? Now you can, of course, there are wrong things I was trying to do, physically, in the unnatural, but that doesn't negate the fact. Like, for example, God can give you a prosperity anointing. You understand? And you make a billion shillings, your business. But you can also make, sometimes get tempted and you do a shady deal and you get maybe another, like a billion. You understand? And you know it was wrong. You understand? But that doesn't now mean God didn't anoint you for that, for the billions. You understand? A wrong thing doesn't negate the truth of what God called you to be, what God has made you to be. Do you understand? And so, I listened, Friday I was listening to him over and over again. You understand? The guy came and just said, whatever, I release it unto this man. That's when I understood why God was so specific. A dream I had in December, I think, when Sirada was like, I have to see you, I have to come and see you guys before you grow so big. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. And the whole thing ties in with my name, with why I was born, how I was born. Moses, God told me out of everything Moses did. I was born and my dad was amazed at the stammering I had as a child. This is why I hated medical school. medical school. The whole thing of having to present like a patient to a professor, so you have to read. This is why a 19-year-old female, she came in with fever. That nonsense, man. Like, I just couldn't talk in public. You know, but then I got saved. Then they'll say, Moses built me a great house. A tabernacle, you also build me a house, which shall be of great, you know, all those things. Amen. Now, one thing about Moses, you know, if you read your Bible and you keep things simple, Moses was a leader of a nation. Glory be to God. Moses was what? A leader of a nation. And that's essentially what Sradad came to do. Glory to God. Amen. But these things now, I don't, how, when it will manifest, God has never told me in 2018. I don't put timelines to things which God hasn't put timelines. David was anointed king, okay? Thank God he didn't put timelines to it. Do you know how many years it took him to finally reign over the whole of Israel? Years, many years. But in the spirit, it had what? It had happened. Glory be to God. Understand what God has told you. Amen? Amen? Understand what God told you through prophecy. Understand it. Don't add your things. Amen? Amen? You need clarification. Go back to God. But some clarifications he won't give you. Amen? Most of the times, I'll tell you this, but it sounds bad, and some of you might say, now these things of God have grown up. Most of the times, God doesn't intend to make things easy, to make believing him easier. You know, he wants to grow you up, okay? So some words he knows what they're going to, amen? It's going to be tough to get them, you understand? So if he gives you all the dots on 2018, 18th December, that's when it will happen. Do you see how you're going to, you're not going to live by faith. You're just waiting for 18th December. You understand? You can even just forget that word and do other things. Then you put a reminder on your phone. I'm telling you. For some things or even many things, God has no intention of making things easy. Are you listening to me? Are you discouraged? Amen. If you're discouraged, say, man, God, that Pastor Moses guy discouraged me, God will be like, get his number and call him. Then he will tell you how faithful I am. They say, but no, he discouraged me. He discouraged me again. No, no. Get his number, call him, and he will tell you how faithful I am. Glory be to God. God is faithful. For you guys, you know him in other things. Man, for me, I'm honest. The major thing I know God as is as faithful God. I'm telling you the truth. Other things, that's why I don't talk about some other things a lot. Okay, but not real well as this one. The faithfulness of God. That one I know. Glory be to God. This word, if you joyfully obey the laws of the kingdom, I see that word working every week. Glory be to God. Amen. Every week. 2 weeks ago, I was here on a Thursday. I think I had like 40,000 on me. You understand? But I knew that God is faithful. Hallelujah. Then by the time I left this place, I had a lot of money. That's when now I even had the brakes in my car. You understand? That's when going, because I'm faithful. I knew the brakes are going to get messed up, you understand? And I knew you had 40K, and I have to keep my word, the word that I told you, that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you never see what? Financial depression. Ramai. God is faithful, you guys. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The issue is the condition of the heart. You understand? Because it is with the heart that someone believes. The word is sown on the heart. That is the soil. Amen. What it produces, whether promises get to fulfill, whether the word works in your life, it depends on the condition of your heart. Is your heart the wayside heart? Is your heart the stony, the stony one? Hallelujah. Huh? So, the Bible says, Proverbs 4:23, it says, guard your heart. Or keep your heart. For out of it springs the issues of life. Glory be to God. Take care of your heart. Take care of it by studying what God has told you. Studying the word of God. Take care of it by meditating in the word of God. Amen. The Bible says if you meditate on the word of God, what will happen? Your prophet shall appear unto all. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate. Glory be to God. Meditate. Concerning my calling, the things I meditate about. You understand? Hallelujah. They had very serious words when God said a day will come. These were in dreams, not only from myself but from other people. When he said a day will come when you prophesy exactly like Elvis. That doesn't come. Thank God, God didn't attach a year. And I didn't also. You understand? But I and God are watching to see this word. What? You guys don't know, but that's one of the reasons why I had an experience with Gabriel a few weeks ago. It was all related to that word. Because I'm holding on to it, and so God is also saying, man, this guy is serious, and we need to work together. That's why that experience, if you understand it in my context, how it came, then you know what? It was that. Glory be to God. Meditate on these things, that your profit, your progress, will appear to you and to other people who are watching you. Dream a prophecy, They are watching. But your progress will appear to them and to you if you just meditate on the word of God. If you study. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Ancient was we guide. So Father, you bless your people. In the name of Jesus. 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 May they leave this place knowing that you watch over your word to perform it. May they leave knowing that you're a faithful God. May they leave knowing that you're not a man that you should lie. Father, we give you glory and we give you honor. May they see good days in this week that is coming. May they enjoy life. May all their desires be granted in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We glorify your name in Jesus' name.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.